This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's open for business. Branca is a brand investment and management company that have two main divisions, service provider and brands, and investment. Under the brands are the wholly owned brands in the F&B industry. We've got Kosan's Coffee and Mono Sushi. They have an academy, the Kosan's Coffee Academy, and the property, Mono Dot Hotel, and lifestyle, Nozo and Mino. We'll find out about this in just a moment. The gentleman behind it is Matthew Chong, who was also a top 30 finalist of the 10 Outstanding Young Malaysian Awards, nominated by Ernst & Young last year. He's got a very amazing story he was sharing with me a little earlier on. He's all of 34, if you don't mind me telling everybody, but you started working when you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me that story and how, you know, and you've worked in 15 industries and companies, obviously, since you were 12, to where you are today. But what happened when you were 12?
Thank you. I actually came out at the age of 12, as I mentioned. And because of, you know, my mom passed away at the age of 3 and my dad passed away in a very young age. So I have to, you know, force myself to work at the age of 12. And I used to work as a kitchen helper, you know, flyer distributors, many, many different kind of jobs in my life. So, and I started my entrepreneurship at the age of 19.
Yeah. Okay, and so you didn't get to go to school?
Yeah, I don't really go to a, you know, normal, you know, traditional school.
It's called the Life School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I did back to school the age of 20 plus, and I start to learn about, you know, management, about leadership, communication, and so on and so forth, yeah.
Okay, so 12, you started working, 19, you started your first business.
Precisely.
What was that first business that you did?
I actually involved with optical industry, who actually partnership with one of my relative in Kuantan. So about the time, I'm actually, before that, I actually worked in an optical line as well at the age of 16. Mm. So I learned the skills from the scratch, how you serve, how you do spectacles and all that from 16 to 19. So I start my entrepreneurship journey.
Yeah. Okay. And what drives you?
As I mentioned earlier before, dreams, I guess. Mm. Actually, you know, all this while, I'm actually have a dream that I want to build a, you know, good place for children, especially for children, and raise them up and try to protect them in a sense that, yeah, so, and because of this dream,
And you carry say to, on. You say to protect them because what, you felt you weren't protected?
Yeah, when I was young, I actually gone through a horrible experience, you know, get people bully and beat and, you know, look down on us and all that, so.
Okay, yeah. And it was just you and your older sister.
And my older sister was not in me with me, actually. Okay. She was in Singapore and I was in Johor Bahru. And I work alone, yeah. I knocked door and find searched for the jobs and someone is actually take care of me by the age of 12.
When you were working as a kitchen helper.
Yeah, when I was working.
Okay, and you're helper. Well, you have, you know, come a long way to be, you know, in the EY 10 Outstanding Young Malaysian Awards. So, okay, tell me about how you got into Branca. Why did you start Branca?
You know, I really passionate about art since young. Yeah, so I love design. I love art. And I asked myself that what you want to be when I was young. And I say, I have two answers by the time I say probably, I love music and art, yeah? So, and I say I want to be a musician. So I went into music industry.
Right.
And after 3 years, and I decided to pursue my arts thing, you know? So I went into design, so I learned design, and I learned how to do branding, and then how to, you know, create strategy for the brand, how to create a communications tools for the brands and so on and so forth. So that's where I actually start my design studio, I think at the age of 20-something, yeah.
Right, so along the way, what were some of the things you learned? You've got to find your own opportunities?
Yeah, I think the map in your heart is one of the best map that can actually guide you throughout the journey that mm-hmm. what you want to be and what you wish to be in future. Yeah, right. So, and yeah, so design is something that what I really, really passionate with.
Mm-hmm.
And after some time, I realized that, you know, how you able to turn design idea into values. Mm. So that's where I actually enter into branding industry.
Okay, so there is a consulting arm where you help companies in their branding. Then, of course, there is your own businesses as well.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the F&B industry, Kosan's Coffee and Mono Sushi. What's the thinking behind these two brands?
Okay, at first, we actually want to build a third wave coffee brands who actually can represent Malaysia and expand it to overseas. And we want these brands to feel proud, and we want Malaysians to feel proud in this brand. We decided to go into third wave concept, which emphasize on latte arts, provide.
Oh, so that's called third wave, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and provide good beans. In fact, when you go to our coffee house, you can have three different types of varieties to pick mm-hmm. if you order cups of latte. So besides of that, our thought is we want to bring arts to coffee.
Okay.
So that's the thoughts behind of it. And the slogan of Kosan's Coffee is believe in great. So that is kind of a thought that we want to insert, because we believe that brand have a very strong influence powers to influence the society. So we want to encourage Malaysian believe in great.
Mm.
So that's where the slogan is believe in great coffee.
Okay.
So the point is, encourage people and bring arts to coffee, and at the same time we want to produce a very good brands from products, from interiors, from operation, from management, from price positioning, all sorts of angle. We want to ensure that we are able, we have enough capability to compete with the international brands.
Okay, so because there are many coffee places, so would you say yours is different because?
Yeah, we are unique. We are totally unique. Some people ask me why you call Kosan's, because there are five elements in Kosan. So let me just explain to you. Kosan, Kosans. So C is actually stand for coffee. And O is stand for original.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we want people to see this is something really original, really cool that for you to support. It's not always talk about Malaysian's brand, but without quality. Yeah, but we really emphasize on quality, so original. And we have S stand for quality sandwiches, and we want people to have a healthy lifestyle. And A stand for arts. And N stand for nurture. We want to nurture the local artists, local designers,
right.
local committee. We want to work with them in certain projects as well. And the S, the last, is stand for society, social responsibility. So we basically, before we start up this business, we have putting a lot of thoughts in it to really understand that, to let the team to understand that what we are going to build. Yeah.
Okay, so when I go to Kosan's, you say you're supporting art. In what sense? There are paintings there for sale? Is that it?
Yeah, in many way. One of the project, we actually have two projects on hands now. One is Art Lorong. Art Lorong is actually gather all the local designer and artists to showcase their artwork and creating a platform for them. And the other one of it is when you go to Kosan's Coffee, when you look into all the merchandise products that we display on the rack, it's actually all done by the local designer and artists.
Okay.
So we actually work with them. And part of the profit, we are thinking, in fact, we are actually contributing things to the society as well. We donate out some of the profits to some of the organization. Like we work with Hiratana, we work with different NGO. And the new project that we work with is with Fuji Magic, that we are thinking to bring arts, provide art educations to teach the orphans how to be a good designers and how to be a good barista so that they can use the skills to earn a living in future. Mm. So it's not kind of surface kind of support. We are thinking to nurture them, to bring them to the next level, to coach them throughout the journey. So that's what we intend to do.
Yeah. All right. You know, just, I was just listening to you and talking, and then you were just saying growing up, I just have to say that you didn't learn to speak English until much later.
Yeah. I actually picked up my English 3 years ago, and my mentor, I must say his name, I don't know if he's in listening to BFM or not. So his name is Dato Peter Ng, he's the founder of UCSI Group. So,
right.
So he's my mentor. He's actually coached me throughout the journey that how to be a good leader and how to be a right entrepreneur, what's the definitions of right entrepreneur. He gave me education. He's actually brought me to his universities to learn and to work with Blue Ocean Strategy Regional People.
Right.
So it's kind of so much of blessing in my life. So I don't really see that I'm an unlucky person. I feel like I'm full of blessing, and I'm lucky enough to have what I had today.
Okay, you know? A little bit about Mono Sushi.
Okay, Mono Sushi is really something different. We actually provide more than 100 different types of sushi. So it's hardly for you to get in Malaysia. So we want to do really different. And so it's doing quite well. So Mono stands for silent, peace, and a place for you to relax your mind. So when you go to our store, the music that we play, the interiors that we paste in is totally looks minimalist and humanity kind of element. So you can really feel rest when you enter into our store.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about the other aspects of business and, of course, your Branca Foundation, what you want to do with education after this. I'm here with Matthew Chong from Branca. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It's open for business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. Matthew Chong from Branca here. And Branca is a very diverse company. And a little bit about Matthew. He was a top 30 finalist of the 10 Outstanding Young Malaysian Awards as nominated by Ernst & Young last year. You know, we're just talking about your different businesses as well under the Branca Group. But maybe just the thinking behind Branca Group itself.
Well, Branca Group is actually a brand investment and management company. In a group, we actually diversified into many different industries. Let me just put it into a simple explanation. So we actually categorize into two different portions. So the first area is we are focusing into consultancy. Mm-hmm. We do provide branding consultancy, provide a brand strategy, and manage SME and corporate brands. And the other side of it is we also offer this interior consultancy services to the SME and corporates as well. Mm-hmm. So the other part of it is more towards the investment part of it.
Right.
Under investment, we categorize into four different industry. We involve with food and beverage, we involve with property, we involve with education, and also lifestyle.
Okay, so we've already talked about the F&B. So the academy, of course, is the education is Kosan's Coffee Academy?
Precisely. We actually plan to build School of Arts in future. All this while, the things that we do is kind of a big linking system. So we want to build a strong change to support the visions that we want to build in future. So.
All right. And the property, the Monotone Hotel, it's not up yet.
It's not up yet. We're actually talking with five different investors. This is a very innovative hotel, a boutique hotel. As we all know that in Malaysia, there's 90% hotels who don't really have a right brand positionings, right management, to manage the hotels. So we want to build something really solid with a proper brand positioning, innovative business model with such as 24 hours quality coffee. When you go to a Monotone Hotel, you can have coffee anytime, and also a very competitive price with a very strategic location. And also we are thinking to expand this business model into franchise in futures, so that it's not so much about one, two boutiques hotel. It's kind of a big projects that we want to implement in the future.
Okay, what's holding you back from getting this off the ground? Is it haven't found the location?
There's two factors. First is we are still considered for the investors. We have five investor in list, as I mentioned before, so we still filter it out. So because if you want to look for partners, you have to really look into their insights. So make sure they have the same core values with you.
Okay.
So that they can, you know, grow together with
what
you.
What are your core values?
Core values?
Yeah.
So I always mention to my team, we have five core values. First is people. We need to really appreciate and respect each one another. And second is we call humanity. So bring happiness, care, and love for each one another. And strategy. So when you work, you have to really work in a strategic plan in a timely and smart manner. And we also emphasize on creative. So you have to work with a creative way, think out of the box, and with a point of difference. And the last, which is the most important one, we have to take responsibility to build a better society. So that's what we always believe with. Me and my team is always have morning declarations to remind ourselves that we are here to build a better landscape, not so much about money. Of course, money is important because one of our mission is to build a strong brand so can benefit to our team and investors. We want to help our teams to build a better future as well, our investors as well.
Right. So I guess when you're looking, talking about your investors, then they're not just because they've got the money, but they've got to share the core values with you.
Precisely. I mean, they need to see that what is the gap in this society today is, isn't it just money? Isn't it just a rational value in it? Or something more? Something more that can make us live a better life.
Yeah. All right. And that's okay. So in the lifestyle area, you've got Nozo and Mino.
Yeah, this is something that I'm really excited about. Nozo is actually a lifestyle artist portal. Our vision is to build a platform to enrich the art industry of Malaysia. So we want to gather all the designers to showcase their product in this Nozo online portal to sell their products to the overseas market and local market as well. And Mino is one of a character that we built by Nozo Lifestyle Studio, which Mino is, the ideas of Mino is a crowd boy who born in, become a little cute boy. The meaning is, when you in a downtime, you look up to the sky, you always see the crowd everywhere. So Nozo means thing without boundaries.
Right.
So that's the concept behind of it, yeah.
Okay. You know, when you build these brands, right, do you build the brand with the kind of people in mind you want coming, or do you build your brand and you feel that the right people will turn up?
Yeah, that definitely would be the second one. I mean, you need to emphasize on your quality. Good quality product, good quality brands would definitely have supporters and followers. So we don't really worry about whether we have followers or supporters.
You build it and they will come.
They will come. We need to ensure that the quality is there. You know, you are really faithful enough that what you are building so that the supporters will actually give you a positive support. Yeah.
You know, over your years as well, were there moments when you felt like giving up?
Yes, yes, many times. When I was young, hopeless, there's no one guiding me, you know, especially education, people laugh at me, you know, you don't know how to speak English, you don't know how to speak Malay, you only know how to speak a little bit of Hakka, you know, and Mandarin. My dad used to speak Hakka with me, so it's kind of a tough time throughout the journey. But I think determination and, and persistent, that faithful enough, like one of my mentor coached me this, that you need to uphold a principle called FAT. F-A-T.
Okay.
Faithfulness, available, and teachable. Right. So if you are faithful enough to yourself, don't lie to yourself. Something that what you do, you got to be really passionate with. And you got to be available. Available means when people teach you, you better learn. You know, you improve. You make yourself dynamic. You make yourself available. And the last is teachable. You're willing to learn and improve. You're willing to admit that what you're really not good with, what you should learn, you better learn. Yeah. So FAT principle. This is something that I always remind myself that I have to keep learn new thing. I have to make myself available. I have to be faithful enough to my team, to my investor, to the public as well. Yeah.
Okay. So, what's this Branker Foundation about?
Branker Foundation is carrying one vision that let me tell you Branker Group vision. Branker Group is that we want to build one of the place called City of Arts. This City of Arts will be actually built on tops of mountain or on tops of the high hill. And this is the center of art education in ASEAN. So that's what we want to build in 10 to 15 years time the road. That's why we are entering into food and beverage, property, education, and lifestyle. So this is actually a component for us to build City of Arts. So a Branca Foundation is actually carrying a very important task, which we want to build a place called Rocket School right beside City of Arts. This Rocket School is a non-profit organization. It's providing an art education for orphans, for poor children who they want to learn art, pursuing arts. We always believe arts can enrich people. They can make people to be much more wiser, mm-hmm. to be much more creative in a sense that. So that's what we want to do. In Branca Foundation, in order to make that come into reality, we now actually shift the entire company business model mm-hmm. Into CSR model. So our team leader will be actually involved with the foundation. Each team leader will involve with each community. Mm. So Branca Foundation categorized into art committee, education committee, and living committee. So this triangle will be, the focus will be for children. So we try to train and educate children, lead them in different angles. So that's what Branca Foundation is
about. When do you think you'll be able to achieve this?
We give a time frame for ourselves, but that time frame itself is not an ending point. The time frame is 15 years. If 15 years couldn't make it, we will use 20 years. If 20 years, no, why not just 25 years? So make sure the vision will be able to come into reality. But our projection is 15 years.
15 years.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things as well, you know, when you look at all the things that you're doing, they're all great brands and you're building these brands, the operational side of things is it is very difficult, especially when it comes to staff and all this sort of thing. How do you get the right people to join you?
I think at first it's all about leadership. Mm-hmm. You need to implement a right leadership. First, it's leadership. The second is actually building up a strong culture. So to bring in the right people who have a right mindset. And after that, we actually spread out into different departments to with the proper organization, mm-hmm. Operation arm team, and brand team, creative team, finance team. So we categorize into a proper organizations to manage all the brands that we have. I think an example, so we actually have four different angles to focus, right? In like Branca F&B, Branca Property, Branca Education, and Branca Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So under each category will have a different operations leaders to operate it. So we found it totally fine at this point of time. We don't really have much issue on the operation side, because we believe that the people that lead the brands who have a right mindset, that what I have told you just now.
Right. You know, you have this love for art, right? Yeah. When did you discover this love for art?
The age of 12.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I was young, before my dad passed away, my house is no electricity support at all. So we use a candle. And my dad gave me a room, at the room without a proper flooring. It will have a lot of sand. So I actually draw a lot of things on the wall. So every day I draw. So the four full wall is full of my drawings. So by that time I knew that, you know, art is something that I really want to pursue. But I also know that, you know, how you can able to turn into reality. So what kind of ideas that you want to implement. Mm. So if you're really passionate about what you do, you better work with the society and community. So you don't work alone. You don't do something that the commercial people who don't really understand what you are really doing. So that's where I'm discovered that I really passionate with branding as well, in a sense that branding do have a commercial value in it.
Right. So you can tell the story very well. Yeah. I've been very inspired. I've been speaking to Matthew Chong from Branca Group. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.